Hello. In this MP3, I'll give some pronunciation guides for doing this recording. So, here we go. In doing legal research over the years, I have often been asked to give a basic introduction to the concept of international law. What I generally say is this: international law is the accumulation of common state practice which has been regularly followed over a long period of time, or which has been adopted by means of various international covenants or conventions. At the same time, it is important to note an additional point. The majority of rules of international law which are followed today have developed since the early 1800s. When speaking of Taiwan, we need to be aware of these concepts. Some people would like to tell us that based on one or two press releases, declarations, or proclamations issued by certain world leaders, followed later by the holding of formal surrender ceremonies, the territorial sovereignty of Taiwan could be transferred from Japan to China. This is what they claim is a valid methodology for completing the transfer of territorial sovereignty. However, we must ask, what other similar examples have occurred where the international community has recognized this methodology as being valid? The answer is, there are none. There has been no accumulation of common state practice which can be cited. Hence, we can quickly see that the Japanese surrender ceremonies on October 25, 1945 cannot be interpreted as Taiwan Retrocession Day. Going back earlier, we know that Taiwan was ceded to Japan by the Chinese Emperor in 1895. Even today, however, we often hear some Asian scholar making the allegation that some Chinese officials announced the cancellation or nullification of this treaty in the late 1930s, and that Taiwan reverted to Chinese sovereignty at that point. We quickly see that this is a situation where they are claiming some valid methodology for the cancellation of an international treaty and the restoration of the so-called original legal parameters. Again, we must ask, what other similar examples have occurred where the international community has recognized this methodology as being valid? After thorough investigation, we have to conclude that there are none. We then quickly come to the realization that, at the most basic level, these scholars have a poor understanding of the concept of international law. After establishing this conceptual framework, let's move on to the discussion of other interesting topics as we continue our series of commonly seen mistakes when discussing the legal status of Taiwan. Okay, so this is a run over of this, you could see words Taiwan, retrocession day, legal parameters, sovereignty, territorial sovereignty, accumulated over a long period of time, etc. So it would be best to read this in a kind of neutral kind of English language tone. Okay, so these are basically the comments I want to make. So thank you very much, and I look forward to receiving your video.